I do think that out of the two, Ancelotti and Klopp, that Klopp possibly fits the model more for the new owners than maybe like Ancelotti. Ancelotti has got a great track record, both as a player, as a manager. You just need to look at it. But he's getting on a little bit. He's got really nothing to prove, Ancelotti. Where I think Klopp possibly has still a little bit to prove. He's young, he's exciting, he's enthusiastic. And what he did for Borussia Dortmund, you could probably associate a Liverpool with a Borussia Dortmund fighting against a little bit against the odds. So I think the fit is more with Klopp as opposed to with Ancelotti.
And also, what would go in Jurgen Klopp's favour, you think, is the fact that he has worked with the structure similar to a transfer committee, where in Borussia Dortmund's case, the players that came in, it wasn't totally to do with his choice.
Yeah, I think that's very much the case. I think that's an interesting point that you bring up. I think there has to be a little bit more clarity about that situation, exactly who's bringing the players in or who's signing the players at Liverpool. I think all the fans are a little bit bemused. Is it Brendan Rodgers, or was it Brendan Rodgers that was bringing the players in, or was it a transfer committee as such, or was it a little bit of both? There's no real transparency there, and I think that's something maybe that the owners might want to look at and make that transparent and make that quite clear to the fans exactly how that is working. But I think you're right. I think he has obviously worked with that sort of system in Germany and probably feels comfortable with it. So if that is the model and the philosophy they want to go down, then again, that suits more Klopp than maybe what it would Ancelotti.